Saudi Head Start Program, Module 7, Site 4.
11. Let's review all these new words and expressions. What does the word kharbana mean? It means out of order or not working. How do you say the car is not working?
السيارة خربانة.
Repeat it.
السيارة خربانة. السيارة خربانة.
My car is not working can be said two ways. One way is
سيارتي خربانة.
Repeat it.
سيارتي خربانة. سيارتي خربانة.
What is the other way to say it? Do you remember? It is
السيارة حقتي خربانة.
Let's hear you say it. Repeat it.
السيارة حقتي خربانة. السيارة حقتي خربانة.
Now translate what you're going to hear.
السيارة حقتك خربانة؟
It means, is your car not working? Repeat it after the speaker.
السيارة حقتك خربانة؟ السيارة حقتك خربانة؟
How else could you say, is your car not working?
سيارتك خربانة؟
Say it after the speaker.
سيارتك خربانة؟ سيارتك خربانة؟
If someone asks you, Sayaratak kharbana, an easy short answer would be the Arabic version of, yes, it is not working. What word would you use here to mean it? It would be?
Hiya.
Now tell me, yes, it's not working.
Iwa, hiya kharbana.
Repeat it.
Iwa, hiya kharbana. Iwa, hiya kharbana.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question in Arabic. Answer it by saying, it is over there.
Wain as-sayara?
The answer would be?
هي هناك.
Repeat the answer.
هي هناك. هي هناك.
Remember that هي means it when talking about a thing that is feminine, and she when talking about a person. The word هو means it when talking about a thing if it is masculine, and he when talking about a person. Now I'll ask you where the bank is. Tell me, it is nearby.
وين البنك?
The answer is?
هو قريب.
Repeat it.
هو قريب. هو قريب.
Now I'll ask you about the lieutenant. Tell me he's at home.
وين الملازم?
The answer is?
هو في البيت.
Repeat it.
هو في البيت. هو في البيت.
Do you remember the word meaning oil? It is?
Zayt.
And what's the word meaning I need?
أحتاج.
Tell me that you need oil. You would say?
أحتاج زيت.
Repeat it.
أحتاج زيت. أحتاج زيت.
How would you say, I don't need oil, I need gasoline? You would say,
ما أحتاج زيت, أحتاج بنزين.
See if you can repeat the whole sentence after the speaker.
ما أحتاج زيت, أحتاج بنزين.
Repeat it once more.
ما أحتاج زيت, أحتاج بنزين.
How do you say motor in Arabic? It is?
Motor.
Repeat it.
Motor. Motor.
Tell me that the motor is not working.
El motor kharban.
Repeat the phrase again after the speaker.
El motor kharban. El motor kharban.
Do you remember the word for tire? It is?
Ajala.
Repeat it.
Ajala. Ajala.
Let's hear you say in Arabic, I need a tire.
Ahtaj ajala.
Repeat it.
Ahtaj ajala. أحتاج عجلة.
Now tell me the Arabic word for mechanic.
ميكانيكي.
Say it again.
ميكانيكي. ميكانيكي.
How would you say, where is there a mechanic?
وين في ميكانيكي؟
Repeat it.
وين في ميكانيكي؟ وين في ميكانيكي؟
Tell me, I want to see a mechanic.
أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي.
Let's hear you repeat it.
أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي. أبغي أشوف ميكانيكي.
What does the word سلسلة mean? It means chain. Repeat it.
سلسلة. سلسلة.
Now ask me if I have a chain. You should say.
عندك سلسلة؟
Repeat the question.
عندك سلسلة؟ عندك سلسلة؟
How do you say rope in Arabic? It is
Habl.
Say it again.
حبل. حبل.
Ask me if I have a rope.
عندك حبل؟
Repeat it.
عندك حبل؟ عندك حبل؟
Now answer that question, saying, yes, I have a rope.
إيوة، عندي حبل.
Repeat it.
إيوة، عندي حبل. إيوة، عندي حبل.
What if you don't have a rope? What would you say? You would say?
لا ما عندي حبل.
Say it again.
لا ما عندي حبل. لا ما عندي حبل.
Okay, translate this sentence. Said by a Saudi who stops to help when he sees that your car is stalled on the road.
الموتور حقك خربان.
It means, is your motor not working? How would you answer him if you wanted to say, yes, my motor's not working? You would say,
إيوة، الموتور حقي خربان.
Repeat it.
إيوة، الموتور حقي خربان. إيوة، الموتور حقي خربان.
A shorter, easier answer would be,
إيوة، هو خربان.
Repeat it.
إيوة، هو خربان. إيوة، هو خربان.
Now, since we're coming to the end of the lesson, we don't want to leave you stranded on a desert highway in the middle of Saudi Arabia in 120-degree heat. So now that you have told the Saudi, إيوة، الموتور حقي خربان, this is what he says to you. Translate it. You'll hear it twice.
بيتي مو بعيد. اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
Once more.
بيتي مو بعيد. اتفضل عندي على الغداء.
It means, my house is not far away. Please come to my place for lunch.